Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Emily Folker, Executive Director for the Miss Mount Pleasant Scholarship Program, about their upcoming competition this month. Can you please take me through how and when Miss Mount Pleasant started?
Yeah, so I have actually been involved in the program since 2017 as a competitor. But even when I started competing, I always knew that I wanted to start my own Miss Mount Pleasant organization eventually after I aged out. And that's what I ended up doing. Mount Pleasant is where I'm from. It's where I grew up. And it's also the place that was very much responsible for my love for music and the arts. And I definitely wouldn't have been where I got to in the Miss Iowa organization if it wasn't for Mount Pleasant and the community that I grew up with. So I just want to return the favor and give the girls in that community the same opportunities that I was given.
Now, is pageant the right word to use for this, or competition? Is there one that you typically use?
So Miss America is actually stepping away from the word pageant. Some people still use it, but we like to call it a scholarship competition, or if you're referring to the actual show, we'll call it a program.
So what sets Miss Mount Pleasant apart from other competitions like this or programs like this?
Miss Mount Pleasant is part of the Miss Iowa organization, which is part of the Miss America organization. And the biggest reason that I chose this organization over others similar to it is that we focus a lot on who the women are and not what they look like. So we focus a lot on serving your community, volunteering, and being a champion for a cause that you get to choose. And also we have a talent portion, so that's always a lot of fun, is seeing all of the girls do their own special talents and seeing just how amazing they all are. Also, we offer scholarships instead of prize money, so making sure that young women of Iowa get to chase their dreams and get the education that they want, that's what we're all about here.
Speaking of those scholarships, are there multiple scholarships available, or is there just one winner? How does that work?
Our scholarships are completely funded by donations and sponsors. So we give out as many scholarships as we possibly can. Both of the winners get their own scholarships, but we also are planning on giving scholarships to the first runners-up, as well as whoever scores the highest in interview. And then we'll also have a People's Choice Award where the audience can vote on who they want to give a scholarship to. And on top of that, we also just want to give a small scholarship to everybody who competes, whether they win something or not, because it takes a lot of courage to get up on that stage, and we really just want to give out as much money as we can.
How can someone compete in these competitions? Are there any requirements? Are there restrictions?
Yeah, so we are still accepting candidates. Our deadline for paperwork is on January 14th. So anybody who wants to sign up, as long as they get a hold of us before then, they are more than welcome. The requirements are you either have to work, live, or go to school in Iowa. We're an open competition, so you don't have to be specifically from Mount Pleasant, as long as you're in the state that works for us. And then for the Miss Division, it is 19 years old to 26 years old. And then we have an outstanding teen competition, which is from 13 years old to 18 years old. And we have a website, MissMountPleasantIowa.com. And on there, there is a full list of all of the eligibility requirements, a lot more details, as well as all of the phases of competition and what those are like. So we are really open to people who have never competed before. We're more than welcome to help you out, help you get prepared, and to be your first competition.
And that competition is approaching for 2023. When and where will it be taking place? And for audience members who would like to attend, what could they expect to see while in attendance?
Our competition this year is on January 28th, 2023, and it'll be at 7 p.m. at the Hedolator Performing Arts Center in Mount Pleasant. And people who show up can expect to see some lovely women who are showcasing their talents, talking about causes that they are passionate about. And not only will you see the women who are competing for Miss Mount Pleasant and Miss Mount Pleasant's Outstanding Teen, we also have some special guest performances from other title holders, like Miss Iowa's Outstanding Teen will be there to perform for us. And at the end, you also get to see which women will go on to compete at Miss Iowa and Miss Iowa's Outstanding Teen. And you can follow along, and when they go on to Miss Iowa and do amazing, you can say, oh, I was there when they got crowned at their local.
How can people attend the 2023 competition?
We are not selling tickets beforehand or anything, so we will just be selling tickets at the door.
All right, perfect. Emily, I appreciate you taking the time. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share about your organization?
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's out there that we are accepting of all kinds of people. I know when people think Miss America, they think of a very specific, stereotypical person, but we are very accepting. And there is no swimsuit competition anymore. That's not a part of Miss America. It hasn't been for the past few years. So no matter what body type you have, what skin color you have, anything, you are more than welcome in the program. And we're here to help you succeed.
That was Emily Folker joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the upcoming Miss Mount Pleasant competition. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.